Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of Revision Made Easy. And in today's episode, we'll be discussing Jewish daily services and prayers. Disclaimer, I'm not Jewish and I don't speak Hebrew, so sometimes I may pronounce the names wrong. Please bear with me. Key information. Orthodox Jewish men and some Reform Jews often wear a tallit, a prayer shawl, and a tefillin. Some small leather boxes containing extracts from the Torah when they pray. Weekday services in the synagogue consist of a number of prayers, including the Amida, which is the standing prayer, and is the center prayer in Jewish worship. Tallit and Tefillin. During morning prayers, Orthodox Jewish men wear a tallit, and on weekdays, they wear tefillin as well. Some Reform Jewish men and women wear them too. Tallit. What does it look like? A prayer shawl made from wool or silk. Long tassels are attached to each corner. Significance. The shawl reminds Jews they are obeying God's word whenever they wear it. The tassels represent the mitzvah. Tefillin. A pair of small leather boxes containing extracts from the Torah, including some of the words of the Shema. One is fastened with leather straps to the center of the forehead, and the other is wound around the upper arm in line with the heart. Significance. It reminds Jews that their mind should be concentrated fully on God when they pray, and their prayers should come from the heart. The format of Jewish services. On weekdays, prayer services are held in Orthodox synagogues in the morning, afternoon, and evening. The service often consists of the following parts. 1. Opening prayers are said. These might consist of prayers and psalms that praise and thank God. 2. The Shema is recited and accompanied by blessings. 3. The Amida, the standing prayer, is said. This is the central prayer of Jewish worship, and on a weekday it forms the core of all Jewish prayer services. It is prayed in silence while standing and facing Jerusalem. It consists of a series of blessings. The first three blessings praise God and ask for His mercy. The middle 13 blessings ask for God's help, and the final three blessings thank God for the opportunity to serve Him and pray for peace, goodness, kindness, and compassion. The Amida is sometimes followed by a reading from the Torah. Final prayers are said. These include the closing Aleinu prayer, which gives praise and thanks. Prayer is important to Jews because A. Communal prayer strengthens the Jewish community. B. It helps Jews to remember what their faith is all about. C. It brings Jews closer to God. And D. It's a way to communicate with God. This is the end of the episode. I hope that you enjoyed it and found it useful. Please share with your friends.